Hello, this is Julian Gerdam from secenglish.ie, St. Columbus College English Department. And if you listen to the first in this series of Patterns of Poetry, you'll get an idea of the plan. A series of very short talks about elements of poetry across the next year or so. This one is on the title of a poem. What do you first see when you look at a poem? Many people presumably plunge straight into the opening lines. The aim of this talk is to suggest that you might spend more time looking at the title and thinking about it. Titles are too often assumed and unexamined. Some poems don't have titles at all, which might itself be significant, such as Emily Dickinson's refusal to pin a meaning on her lines. But when a poet does choose a title, he or she is making a highly significant choice. Even titles which seem unexceptional or obvious are worth looking at. You should always consider titles the poet could have and didn't choose. So take Elizabeth Bishop's great poem, The Fish. Now that would seem to be a title entirely functional and unworthy of notice, especially since once the poem gets going, she describes this fish in immaculate and colourful detail. But let's look more closely. The first line of the poem is, I caught a tremendous fish. And lurking in that first line is the little indefinite article, A. I caught a tremendous fish. The story of this poem is how a fish becomes the fish, of how a poet becomes increasingly absorbed by and involved in the creature, to such an extent that she even at one point goes inside it in her imagination. Seamus Heaney has said that, quote, Bishop's famous gift for observation is more than a habit of simply watching. Her detachment is chronic, and yet the combination of attentiveness and precision which she brings to bear upon things is so intense that the detachment almost evaporates. Quite so, it becomes the fish. Other titles actually draw attention to their own significance. So take Robert Frost's poem, Out, Out, which also has quotation marks around it. If you have a reasonable knowledge of Shakespeare, you know that this comes from Macbeth. But if you don't have that, you should pick up it's a statement of significance that requires some research. The phrase, of course, comes from Macbeth's great speech near the end of that play, when he says, Out, out, brief candle, life's but a walking shadow, a poor player. The phrase out, out never actually appears in the poem, but we've already been alerted by the title that this will be a poem about the transience of life, about how it is really just a brief candle. And the first two lines of the poem immediately alert us. The buzzsaw snarled and rattled in the yard and made dust and dropped stove-length sticks of wood. You can't read the title and then that first line, referring to a snarling buzzsaw, without knowing that that saw is likely to do something terrible to a human being. So in this case, unlike in The Fish, the title quite explicitly foreshadows what will happen in the poem. It's a big sign with a pointing finger. And then the end of the poem, famously abrupt and seemingly brutal, enacts the central idea of life's brevity. When the boy is mortally wounded, Frost writes, no one believed, they listened at his heart, little, less, nothing, and that ended it. No more to build on there, and they, since they were not the one dead, turned to their affairs. The poem is over, just like the boy's life, snuffed out quickly. Between the apparent blandness of Bishop's title, The Fish, and Frost's flashing neon, Out, Out, there's a myriad of approaches to titles. Just make sure to pay them some attention, they are often worth it. This was Julian Gerdam from secenglish.ie.